This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, good to have you with us right here on a Memorial Day weekend Friday afternoon as we kick off the weekend talking about the Nationals, who have won 5 in a row. And hopefully we'll be able to keep it going against a pretty decent San Francisco Giant team starting tonight at 6:45 at Nationals Park down here in the Navy Yard on 106.7 and the Odyssey app. All right, so again, I kind of like sped through the start of the game to the end of the game, but that's okay. It was a back and forth game. The Braves, you know, feisty, and the Braves, honestly, they got a break on a Tana fielding error, and he has played so good. He has played such good defense this year. It was really surprising. But this is the top of the ninth inning, right? They bring on Kyle Finnegan, and immediately he gets in trouble by giving up a leadoff hit. So then they get a bunt pop out down the first baseline, one out. Then the ground ball to Tana comes up, and it could have been, not definite, but it could have been a 5-4-3 game-ending double play. It turns out that he boots it. It goes down as a fielder's choice. The runner advances from first to second on the fielding error, and obviously Austin Riley reaches. So now you have first and second. You still have only the one out in the top of the ninth inning. You're nursing a one-run lead if you're Kyle Finnegan in the Nationals. But again, the game could have been over, or at the minimum, you say two out and one runner on. And then Matt Olson again, who's killed them in this series, rips a double to right field and right center field gap. And the first runner comes around. And then Austin Riley, who again is coming from first via the fielding error, tries to score. And it looks like a pretty damn good relay live, watching it unfold. And sure as you know what, it was perfectly executed. Gilbert Ruiz gets the tag on him. The Braves don't get the go-ahead run. They challenge it, probably because Toby Altizer mentioned to me in the press box, probably because, you know, worth it. What's the worst that can happen? They missed a call. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Maybe he got in. Maybe they didn't. Whatever. You can't take it with you, right? So use it. Okay. They review it. Ruiz got the tag. That's what the replay certainly indicated. That's what live actually showed. And instead of a 8-7 Atlanta lead, now it's 7-7 going into the bottom of the ninth inning. And that was, I should say, Marcell Ozuna, they got him to pop out to end the inning. Okay, so then the Nationals go 1-2-3. Hassel gave one a ride with two out in the ninth inning. Thought maybe, oh man, maybe some magic walk-off home run kind of thing. Nah, just short. And then the Braves, in the top of the 10th inning, I promise we'll go through this as quickly as I can, with one out, Ozzie Albies gets on base, right? Orlando Arcia, of course, is the free runner from second, so he gets over to third. So this is one out, runner on first and third. Braves poised to take the lead, as most teams do. And in turn, and instead, the Nationals get a perfectly, I mean, no other way to say it, just a perfectly placed ground ball. C.J. Abrams fields it, steps on second, on his way across the diamond, throws a seed, and they get a double play to end the inning. So again, the Braves, which, and this is with Jackson Rutledge on the mound, the Braves had runners on first and third. Again, the free runner, yes. Okay, but first and third, one out, and looking like they're going to take the lead. All they need is a fly ball, certainly a base hit, what have you. And the Nationals get a very perfectly timed double play. Well played by C.J. Abrams. Well done. And then the Nationals come up, right? Bottom of the 10th inning. You got the free runner. Alex Call gets the punt down. Perfect decision. Hassel, who's the free runner because he ended the 9th inning, Hassel is sacrifice from second to third. So now you got one out, and you got the lead and the winning run on third because the Braves haven't scored in the top of the 10th. So all you need is the one run. All you need is a fly ball. And instead, Ahmed Rosario rips one for a game-winning single. And the Nationals win 8-7 and 10. Now, that might be a little bit too much baseball minutia for you, but let me give you one more thing. The Nationals did not get a good start again from Trevor Williams. And at some point here, Trevor Williams or Josh Bell is going to have to just move on. But Brad Lord gave them an inning and a third with three strikeouts. He did walk one, did give up a hit, so it wasn't perfect. Cole Henry was money as usual, a great inning with a strikeout. Jose Ferrer gave up a couple of hits and a run. Not great, but he gave you an inning. Jorge Lopez gave you a great inning. And Kyle Finnegan was kind of, yes, he did give up the lead base hit or the lead off base hit, but he was the victim of bad defense. And certainly that game could have been over. And Jackson Rutledge was great. Now, again, help from C.J. Abrams. So the bullpen overall, after a bad start, another bad start by Trevor Williams, goes 6 1/3 innings and gives up one run. Gives up two runs, one of them earned. Two runs, one earned. And gives up six hits. On a night where your starting pitcher gave you a terrible start, outside of one decent frame in the second, and you needed, in order to keep a winning streak going against a divisional rival, a team that took 3 out of 4, you needed the bullpen, which was fresh, to give you money. And they cashed in. Again, the bullpen is not as consistent as you would like by any means. But the notion that the bullpen is still terrible is not fair. It's not lights out by any means. But Lord has been pretty good. Henry has been really good. Lopez has been much better. Finnegan has been really good. Rutledge has been pretty good. Ferrer is still up and down. And others. And they cut a couple of guys. Or moved on from a couple of guys that just simply couldn't get outs. The left-hander Poche, and then the right-hander Lucas Sims. And at some point here, again, they're going to probably part ways with Josh Bell and Trevor Williams, one or the other, maybe both. We'll see. Because they're not helping. And they're, as a matter of fact, hurting. And last night, both of them hurt the Nationals in some ways, especially Trevor Williams. But they got away with it. Because while they're not a good team yet, they are an improving team. The Nationals win 8-7. They've won 5 in a row. I see all of you that care so much about baseball in the nation's capital. So disappointing, as always, when you try and actually talk something other than the burgundy and gold. It's just crickets sometimes. It's like nobody cares. I love baseball. I grew up on baseball. Baseball's, you know, the best. And it's just so disappointing. You'd rather talk about a stupid team name nonstop as opposed to, you know, a team winning five games in a row. But that's okay. I'll move on if you guys are really that disinterested. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's do a trending alert, and then we'll get into some other things, including Brian Robinson. Where does he rank in the NFL among running backs, and how much faith do you have in him? That's coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's get to it again. The Nats open up a weekend series with the San Francisco Giants at 6:45 tonight at Nationals Park. The Giants come in at 29-21 on the year, so certainly going to have their work cut out for them. 12-12 on the road are the San Francisco Giants. Landon Roop gets the start for them, 2-3 with a 4.11 ERA. Mackenzie Gore with a 2-4 record, but a 3.67 ERA. He does have 84 strikeouts in 56 and a third innings. Again, 6:45, the first pitch, 106.7 the fan. The Nationals, for whatever it's worth, and really nothing, are favorite in the matchup tonight. Meanwhile, Baltimore and Boston already underway on this Friday after a rainout yesterday. 0-0 in the top of the first at Fenway, and that's the only daytime action in Major League Baseball. Meanwhile, the Edmonton Oilers look to avoid going down 0-2 in Big D tonight. The Stars have the 1-0 lead. Game 2 of the Western Finals at 8 o'clock. The Knicks try and bounce back after the choke job down the stretch Wednesday night in Game 1. And the overtime loss to Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers, who look to take a commanding 2-0 lead heading home. 8 o'clock, MSG for the tip-off in that game. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.